10cc and the things we do for love. Well, there's one thing here on Thameside we do for love, and that is put out the Thameside radio broadcasts. Unfortunately, some people don't love us doing that. I don't know why, but I suppose it's their job anyway. And last week, we lost the transmitter. So, to fill you in with all the details of exactly what happened last week, we have an extremely short report that tells you just what did happen.
90.2 MHz VHF, Thameside Radio.
Last week, we were doing an outside broadcast from Acton. During Tony's programme, at about 9.40, the following happened.
And there it ends. That's Rykuda and FDR in Trinidad. FDR standing for Franklin D. Roosevelt. It's amazing what you learn on Thameside. It's a real educational station, well, it is today anyway. Right, now then, who's going to choose the next record?
I think, first of all, just go to Becca for a couple of dedications.
Oh, okay,
yes,
Bob.
Yes, I hope that John and Joy are still listening. And this one I'd like to play is Quicksilver Girl by Steve Miliband.
She's a Quicksilver Girl. Lover of the world, she spreads her wings and she's free. She's a Quicksilver girl, a lover of the world. She's seen every branch on the
that was Thameside Radio going off the air. The transmitter in a location in West London had been turned off by the police special patrol group, who normally deal with disturbances such as public riots, in conjunction with the Home Office. They'd gained entry into the transmitter room by forcing open a door. After turning the transmitter off, they removed all the transmitting equipment and took down the aerial. The equipment was worth about £300. No Thameside staff were caught and no one will be charged. The studio site was not raided. Early on in the evening, two other clandestine stations were raided in similar circumstances. Four people have been charged with allegedly running Radio Free London and two for Radio Telstar. Both these stations also lost their equipment.
Every weekend from a secret location somewhere in London, the Thameside Radio engineers release the Thameside Radio Super Beam. Millions of tiny 3D electrons zapping wallop into your set. 90.2 every Sunday from 7 o'clock.
Sad, isn't it? Off next record, which is The Inmates and Danger Zone, we'll be having the new series by Dave, the second episode in that, of the most boring person in the world by the name of Norman, and he is incredibly boring. And right now, though, we have a jingle, I think. Maybe if I push this button here. Let's try it.
Well, Corporal, it's just you and me now. And I tell you, I don't like the look of it out there at all. It's too damn quiet.
Too quiet, sir. I'll put on the wireless, sir.
Are you mad, Corporal? There's nothing on at this time of day.
Certainly is, sir. Thameside Radio, 90.2. Listen to this.
It's pretty tough.
That's strange, Corporal. The damn Bosch don't seem too keen on it.
You know you better watch out.
The Inmates track from them called Danger Zone. Okay, here we are, episode 2 of Norman the Normal.
Good evening and welcome to the adventures of Norman, an everyday hypochondriac with various personality problems. It is Norman's way to exaggerate things out of all proportion in his mind's eye, and this is a source of much irritation to those around him, and even to himself. Take, for instance, the other day, when he was quietly going about the business of his toilet. He was shaving, and there he nicked a very small pimple. This immediately brought about terrible pictures in his mind's eye of exactly what was going on. As if the world didn't hold enough problems. But today was Norman's great challenge. Only this morning, his great-aunt Maud had asked him to go down the road and buy her 20 cigarettes. Norman was chilled to the marrow by the prospect, but at the same time, the thrill of adventure coursed through his veins. First, he tackled the front door with its enormous blockade of chains, locks, and devices to keep out bogeymen. After some moments, Norman poked his head round the corner. Only 20 yards away lay the tobacconist, and Norman slunk down the street, sliding back against the wall, almost invisible in the shadows. And then he opened the door.
Well, what can I do for you?
20 Rothmans, please.
Certainly.
Thanks so much. Ooh. Here's the money. Thank you, bye.
Just a moment, young man. You've forgotten your change.
Look at the change.
And so, it would appear that Norman's journey was completed. But no, the adventure wasn't over yet. Norman was by this time in a fever pitch of excitement. Anything could send him over the edge, and still he had to cope with the journey home. Step after step, inch after inch, one foot in front of the other, the front door almost in sight, when, alas, a large blackbird zoomed overhead and... Fortunately, help was not far away. Norman's great-aunt Maud, hearing his fearful screams, rushed to the rescue and with a damp towel wiped him down and gave him an enormous kiss. And there we end our second episode of Norman Normal, a man of our times. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish for more of the same, tune in the same time next week. Same time, same channel. Same boring rubbish.
As the man said, tune in next week and around about the same time for the episode 3 of Norman the Normal. And I'm going to get quite attached to Norman, actually. I'm beginning to feel for him, poor chap. Okay, right. In Tony's programme, episode 1 of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And if you haven't heard of that before, listen in. You definitely ought to have done. And there's one group, just one group, out of all the groups in the whole world that gets a mention in that series, which is a great honour. And that group is Pink Floyd.
Is there anyone home? Come on. Smoke on the horizon.
Pink Floyd and Comfortably Numb from the album The Wall. Yes, Pink Floyd, the only group that's had a mention in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. If you don't know what I'm talking about, listen in to Tony Lloyd's programme. Actually, if you listen to that series that Tony's going to play and you spot where Pink Floyd is mentioned, perhaps we could give a prize for it. I'll have to check where it is myself, actually. I'll have to listen through the whole series again. OK, now it's time for the new releases. And our first one comes from the Flying Lizards. And this one's called TV.
I knew you'd go far in my white convertible car. Reclining my seat, lying back in this heat. Look me up on channel 3. So sophisticated, charming and educated. And I hope you don't mind. Nothing's harder to find. Someone sense you, like you. Elton John style, with an eagle profile. Small screen smile, Bukokistan Jack. Bukokistan Jack.
I think you're very, 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 very,
very. Et sans moi, au-dessous de toi, je suis une sphinx. Les genoux à chaque côté. It won't take long. Oh, you're so strong. Reclining my seat, back in this heat. In my white convertible. I told you before, you've made me so sore. With your foot on the floor, all the way to my door. The beautiful teeth, what's underneath?
So this is what happens if you watch TV too often. You get very, very bad at speaking, basically. Our next new release starts off with gentle strumming in the background, but that doesn't last for long. This one's from Dave Edmonds, and it's called Singing the Blues.
Oh,
Well, that's all the new releases we got for you this week, because I've run out of time. So take your choice between Dave Edmunds and Singing the Blues and The Flying Lizards and TV. Drop me a line, say which one you prefer, and I'll play the most popular one next week. This is the time of the programme where we have a word from Tony Lloyd.
Hello.
Good. I think I'll leave it at that, actually, because you normally pinch about 5 minutes of my programme. So, he'll be up in a couple of seconds' time. So, do drop me a line at Thameside Radio, number 1, Grosvenor Parade, London West 5. If you'd like stickers, dedications, practically anything, I'll see what I can work out for you. Well, I've managed to get 2 hours of my programme out, totally interference-free, if you see what I mean, and, well, as it's Tony programme, I'm not really worried what happens now, so I think I'll say yes. The transmitter is, in fact, in the
Thameside Radio.
The time on Thameside's 9:09. This is Thameside Radio, broadcasting on 90.2 MHz VHF every Sunday. We normally broadcast from 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock. The address is Thameside Radio at number 1, Grosvenor Parade, London, West 5.
Thameside Radio.
And what an evening we had last week, eh? Did you enjoy your spaghetti last week, Bob?
It was really great, yeah.
It really is the best spaghetti I've ever had.
So all knotted.
It was, wasn't it? It's, I don't have Rebecca tied those knots in it. You did very well, Rebecca, because I know you're listening now. That really was great. One day, we'll probably come around and visit you again, only for your spaghetti. You do realise that, because I thought we ought to broadcast from there every week to have our spaghetti. Yes, it was certainly full of things happening last week, wasn't it, Robert?
Definitely.
Your programme was exciting today. I was just waiting for the transmitter to go off the air. It's almost a disappointment that it hasn't gone off the air yet.
Yes, we got 2 hours, 2 minutes out so far.
Great. Well, things are going well tonight, so let's hope nothing goes wrong like last week. I've got The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy coming up at 9:20. Well worth tuning in for. Radio 4 have just finished their last series on... well, it was just, I think, the day, a couple of days before we went around to Rebecca's and Julian's, so that was just over a week ago. But Thameside Radio have got our own copy of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy coming up in about 20 minutes' time. I'd just like to say at this point of the programme, I've been receiving complaints. How dare you? You've actually sent me letters saying Tony Lloyd's a lazy DJ and things like that. Well, the idea of this programme is that I don't do much speaking, that the music just plays and talks for itself. And everybody's been writing these letters saying, you ought to speak between records, you know, you're what a lazy so-and-so you are. Well, the whole idea of the programme is I don't speak much, that's why I'm speaking at the moment, because it's the only chance I get to speak. So I'll see you in about 20 minutes' time after tracks from Steely Dan, from Bob Dylan, and I'm starting off with a brand new release, or a re-release, shall I say. It's from the Beach Boys, it's Surf's Up.
Rush like soft like lanterns below to light the way gladly. When the whistling heavens quite disappear, when the wind withers memory, when the whiteness whisks our shadows away, divine eases the pain.